You know, what can I say about Jerry Weintraub? I talk about this story a lot when I do public speaking. I tell about, you know, his story about Elvis Presley and how, so I won't ruin the book, but Jerry Weintraub's 26 years old. He wakes up from a dream. He's a nobody. He's like, I'm going to take Elvis Presley out on the road. Remember, this is when Elvis Presley's the king of the world, most famous man in the world, you know, times 10. And this kid out of nowhere picks up the phone, calls the manager, calls straight every day for 1 year and takes Elvis Presley out on the road, and just crazy stories of going from nothing to something. I mean, this is the ultimate American dream story. He's still alive, Jerry Weintraub, here in LA. He became one of the most powerful men, made $200 million, but more importantly, lived out the life that he had designed in his own brain, not just society's. Of course, you know, I say we never can fully live out our own dream because, as Joel Salatin told me, nature laughs last. But, you know, there's some, as Thor Heyerdahl says, we can take the strings of fate of our life and we can move them around. And that's what Jerry Weintraub did. There's some constraints on us. The universe has some constraints. But within those constraints, we can certainly pull the strings. And this Jerry Weintraub story is the story of a man pulling the strings on his life. And if you have ever had a dream and weren't sure how you're going to get it, read this book. That's why I put it up here in the top of my all-time recommended books. Let me know. It's entertaining, it's fun, and it has a powerful message. Read this one before you go to bed. This is one of the biographies to get courage to rub off on you. Have this on your nightstand. You can read it. You don't have to speed read this one. It's fun to read through. Great stories of celebrities, stories of craziness. Check it out and let me know your thoughts.